It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, if you're listening to this weekend, it's Christmas weekend, December 23rd and 24th, so Merry Christmas to all of you out there, and a big shout out to all my running friends for participating in all three, if you did, of the arthritis jingle bell runs, the last one being at Runlet the week before. It was in Portsmouth at the Little Harbor School, and the week before that, it was at Freeport, Maine, and we had a lot of fun raising $45,000 in Freeport, $25,000 in Concord, and $25,000 in Portsmouth as well, all of which goes to the Arthritis Foundation for Research. Fewer and fewer dollars are allocated by the federal government to arthritis research, so it's important we raise money for arthritis research because it is the number one disability in America. And in New Hampshire, about a third, believe it or not, of the adult population, or fourth of the population, is affected by arthritis, and so about 300,000 individual adults. Then you also include about 150,000 who are somewhat impacted by arthritis but haven't been doctor diagnosed, and then we have about 2,000 children affected by arthritis. So the great thing about New Hampshire is that you can make things happen while having fun and doing wellness stuff, and that is road racing, raising money for arthritis. So with that being said, my major source of employment is Northeast Delta Dental, although I'm in the community a lot. And so our topic today is dentistry, and joining me this Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve is Dr. Mitch Carey, who's worked with me for about 22 years at Northeast Delta Dental, has practiced for over 40 years, so he's not quite getting it right yet, but he is a great dentist.
I'm working on it, Tom.
Mitch, thank you for joining me this weekend, and of course, that's just terminology that's used. You are an awesome dentist. Thank you for joining me this weekend. And you've been by my side for 22 years, making sure that I totally understand what's going on in the oral health arena. I feel like I've gotten my dentist degree. So can you give me an honorary DMD or DDS for all of the years I've listened to you and all of my dentist
members? I have friends in low places. I'm sure that if the cash was right, we could probably work something, Tom.
But all kidding aside, dentistry is a great profession. This past May was the first graduating class of the University of New England, which, as you know, Mitch, we the Northeast Delta Dental Enterprise funded, in seven figures, the starting of the dental school at the University of New England. And while it's in Portland, many of the students are from New Hampshire and Vermont and, of course, Maine as well. And, of course, with the clinical rotation being in the underserved areas in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, we're getting these students to stay in those underserved areas. So it's still a great profession.
It sure is.
Changing a little bit, right?
Well, I'll tell you, you were talking about UNE. My wife Nancy and I have made an investment there. We actually have an operatory in our own name. It wasn't six figures, but it was five. And we want to see the profession go forward. During that time, I got to meet up with a number of young people in the senior class, and for some reason or other, Tom, they have chosen to use me as their mentor. Can you beat that?
Well, being a mentor, as you know, I talk about mentorship a lot.
You do.
And I know that you've mentored not only dental students, but you've mentored some of our younger board members at Northeast Delta Dental, and I know, like me, a host of other people who shall go nameless. So that's great that they stayed in touch with you. When in your observations, both you and I were at the graduation, and of course with your mentorship.
Oh, fun time!
What do you see? I mean, compared to when you graduated, whatever 40 years ago. I mean, are these they're just as energetic? They're just as focused. Do they have a better sense of work-family balance? Do they want to reach out to the underserved areas? Or is it basically the same?
Now, you know, that's a question that's difficult to answer because each and every one of them is a little bit different. But let me tell you my observation from the young people that I've spoken to. One, it seems that they really are looking out for where can they be of some use? Where can they be such that dentistry will provide a possibility for those who can't afford it. I find that the young people coming out now are very much oriented to causes that they feel that they can help fulfill. It is a life balance thing, as you have mentioned. It's not just a life balance, though, of dentistry. It's also a life balance about what am I going to do? How can I make a difference? These are the things that they're talking about. And there's no doubt, Tom, that, you know, they come out and they have a fair amount of indebtedness. But it seems like they almost see that as, well, yeah, I've got to do that. But the rest of it is, how can I benefit the people that I need to serve? That's where they're coming from. And it's wonderful to be in their company, because as much as you and I, we kid about mentoring, and it's not kidding, it's, of course, serious stuff. But by the same token, as I mentor, and I'm sure that you've had this happen too, I have learned an awful lot about them. And, you know, learning is really key. That's what keeps you going. What is it? Love, live, learn, and leave a legacy. Those are the big four.
You got it. So let's segue now to a very specific topic, and that is saliva, which, of course, is a big part of being a dentist, understanding the composition of saliva and what that all means. So let's talk about that as not for the purposes of this show, but as you know, we've done a study with a university in the West Coast, and mm-hmm. one of the things we've learned is kind of like the 80-20 rule. I mean, there are, if you look at the bell curve on saliva, you know, they're like 10% of the population with a certain type of saliva that even if they don't really take care of their teeth that well, they still generally don't get caries. And then there's 10% of the people that can brush and floss and do everything correct and still get caries. And then there are the 80% of the rest of us in the middle that, you know, have the routine saliva where, you know, if we generally go to the dentist, take care of our teeth, you know, we're going to be in the middle of the road. But so we've learned that through this study that we did with the university. We haven't been able to commercialize it yet and come up with any results. So that's kind of unofficial input that I just provided you. But from a dentist perspective, tell us what you know about saliva.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm so happy to be on the show at this particular time because, you know, saliva. Yes. Do you know that the derivation of saliva actually comes from the Latin for spittle? So as you start to celebrate the holidays, Tom, be careful under the mistletoe, if you know what I'm trying to say.
The extent of my Latin, Mitch, is puer est bona in Italia. The boy is good in Italy, so we'll have to deal with mistletoes and other things later. But anyway, tell us, as a dentist, you know, the importance of kind of understanding the composition of saliva.
Well, it's amazing, Tom. The saliva itself is actually 99% water, but it's that 1% that really is very helpful. It has proteins, enzymes, minerals. It remineralizes the surface of the teeth, and it also watches out for us because, as you know, there's good and there's bad bacteria, and they form what we call a microfilm. And so we have to watch out for them. But the saliva itself is really incredible. I don't know if you're aware of this, but do you realize that your taste is affected if you don't have enough saliva? That's right, because anybody who has like a dry tongue, if you wish, oh my goodness, you really have difficulty tasting your food. Now, not only is it what we call antimicrobial, but it's also immunological. Okay, all right, big word, here's what's up. So this is actually where the 5-second rule comes in. Do you remember, like, something drops to the floor and your mother or somebody would say, hey, it's the 5-second rule, no problem, and you can just pop it back in your mouth. Then how about the mother who has the child with the pacifier? And all of a sudden, the child is, you know, kind of unruly, but the pacifier drops onto the floor. And again, the 5-second rule comes in. There's a lot of the immune system in our body that makes the 5-second rule, well, I don't know. I don't think it's totally true, because there can be a lot of infectious material in and out and in and around that. But that's the antimicrobial aspect too, where it actually takes care of the good and the bad bacteria. And in those functions, what it also does is it helps us, because that's where digestion actually starts. All right, so it really starts with the teeth. You know, we're talking about Northeast Delta Dental, and naturally we're going to discuss teeth. So one of the things that happens, as you mentioned, is, and as we see patients with an increased number of medications, in one case, somebody who had 35, the dry mouth syndrome can actually be painful. It can actually create some really bad breath for you. And you know what? It's almost unnoticeable, because the decrease in saliva actually is so gradual. And you start to look at this and you say, something's not quite right. My mouth feels really dry. So you probably think that you're not following the old idea of, you know, you really ought to be drinking more water. And sometimes it really sneaks up on you. But things that don't help it are things like smoking, pregnancy, depression in particular, stress at this time of year. You'd be amazed how that affects the saliva that's in your mouth. It's amazing. And sometimes even things like not just medications, but some cancer treatments.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental. Tom Raffio, this weekend, Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve Eve, December 23rd and 24th, depending on who listens to this. And with me is Dr. Mitch Carey. I also want to, again, put a big shout-out to my running friends who participated in all of the Jingle Bell Runs for Arthritis fundraising. And a couple weeks ago, we had the Capital Center of the Arts on the program. And on December 17th, I was able to listen to the Jazz Orchestra Holiday Pops at the Capital Center of the Arts and do a little curtain call to that. Northeast Delta Dental was one of the sponsors. And coming up after that was the Oak Ridge Boys, which was a big success. But still relevant, if you're interested in Hansel and Gretel, there's a Met live rebroadcast in HD on Sunday, December 30th. So that's coming up next week. But today's subject is dentistry and saliva. So, Mitch, you were starting to talk about some of the testing and DNA and certain cancer and so forth. So let's get right back into this.
Sure. And, you know, your DNA, a sample of your saliva, and your DNA becomes something that's really easy to tell. Just ask any police officer, and they'll tell you. But there's also some exciting news out there that I really want to share with you. You know, for those of you who are, you know, have diabetes, I got to tell you that there's a way, and it's new. Yes, I know many of you are doing the finger prick, and then after that, you've got to read it and so forth. There is a new biosensor out there. It's as easy as spitting into a tube, that easy. And it's that easy to read it. It takes like 5 minutes to do the whole thing, and it's done. So there's a biosensor out there, and your saliva, once more, is the source for actually finding out, where are you? Where's your A1C? Where is your blood glucose value? That's pretty exciting to me. I just had a friend who passed away, and cancer was the name of the game. And as you know, the key thing there is to make sure that we catch it early. Well, guess what? Yes, your saliva, once again. It's called the liquid biopsy. So we can detect cancer in a single drop of your saliva. And when it's successfully deployed, the new technology could replace blood test as the main means for detecting cancer. The saliva test would be a valuable time assessor, would be catching things earlier. And the doctors can detect and treat that cancer as early as possible. Now you're saying, well, what do they pick up? Is it about your DNA? Actually, it's not. It's about your RNA, because traces of RNA are in the cancer cells themselves. You see, the RNA is a molecule that plays a role in the transcription of the DNA, the process by which your genetic material is read in order to produce proteins. By examining the RNA in samples, it is therefore possible to tell what sorts of processes are going on inside a cell, including those associated with cancer. To me, that was really an incredible find. And it continues. Let's talk about saliva drug testing. Okay, all right, let's not get into sports. Let's not go down that road. Let's just take a look and see what happens in the real world. Well, as you know, I'm at Northeast Delta Dental, and a number of companies are using the saliva test for their employment drug screenings. Total time for something like that. Again, saliva comes into place. 5 minutes. It's just like the other one I mentioned prior. It's not very difficult, but some people always try to trick it. Again, you may know some of those instances from watching maybe too much TV.
All right. I think you've been watching too many detective shows. And by the way, when you started, was it more drilling and filling, and now it's more maintenance? Or what are the sort of evolution, you know, that you see? I know in our claim statistics, you know, we've seen kind of, you know, more preventative-based stuff, particularly with the emphasis on our health, wellness, and provider program. Obviously, people still get caries, so there's still going to be a, you know, a certain amount of fillings. But have you seen an evolution, and are they teaching in dental schools differently as a result?
I think that's a very good observation, Tom. They are indeed teaching differently in dental schools. The preventative aspects of dentistry are more prevalent today than they ever have been. When I went to school back in the old ages, there was it's like fill'em and drill'em and pull'em. And it was pretty much about that. And it's not so very long ago. We're talking 40 years ago. But today, it's very different. And it depends how you came out of school. Did you do your continuing education? What road did you really follow? And for me, the preventative aspects have always been important, because one of my favorites is to work with small children. And I can tell you one thing, they're not very tolerant of some of this drilling and filling and stuff we want to do. As a matter of fact, there's been a recent development with silver diamine fluoride, which has been just fantastic, because with this, where you have children who have a great deal of decay, or in some instances, because it's used both in primary and in permanent teeth, sometimes we have folks who are in nursing homes, and I do visit some. This has proven to be really great stuff. It's so simple. The silver itself is an antibacterial, and it actually kills the bacteria that cause tooth decay and any further, you know, progression of that decay. The great fluoride itself. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and we've discussed with connection to the provisor HOW program, Health, Rural, Wellness, depending on your provisor score, just to level set the audience, if you're a Delta Dental subscriber and you go to a Delta Dental, or really any dentist that is using the provisor programs, which we locally brand as Health, Rural, Wellness, when you go through the questions, if your score is 3, 4, or 5, you're entitled to the additional cleanings and a Del Fluoride varnish. So this is kind of, so silver diamine fluoride is along those lines of preventative base. So why don't you, for the listening audience, just to level set the audience, tell us how adult fluoride varnish is used, and then also sealants, and then we can get back into the silver diamine.
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, I've been using sealants for quite some time. What they do, it's usually on the tops of your teeth, and it's essentially an acrylic, in a sense, that you can use on the tops of the teeth, and it prevents the decay from going any further. Fluoride has been out there forever. We all know that it's probably one of the greatest things in your water, as well as when it's applied by a professional, whether it's a hygienist or a dentist. It just revitalizes, remineralizes the teeth. And that's an important concept, because then the bacteria themselves, who are the bad guys, if you wish, they don't have a chance at making things, you know, any worse for you. And so it's a good preventative for decay.
And it was so great the last time I went in for a cleaning not too long ago. My score was 3. They scheduled me for my 3rd cleaning, and then they applied, when they were done with the cleaning, they applied the Adel Fluoride Varnish. And yes, Mitch, I didn't drink any coffee or anything for the next 3 hours, so don't worry about
that. That's a good thing.
Now, silver diamine fluoride is something that Medicaid reimburses.
That's true.
And so are dentists using it on the older population then?
That's it's used in a number of places. The emphasis has always been on the children. And by the way, for the audience, there's a place where you can go to find out more about this. It's called the Alliance for a Cavity-Free Future. And again, an Alliance for a Cavity-Free Future.
I like it. Good website.
Yes.
So I want to give 1 minute each on the veterans program we did. So on November 10th, you and Dr. Shannon Farrell, East Fields Dental Center, we picked a day, the day before Veterans Day, where we saw over 50 veterans in need. We went down to the East Fields Dental Center, which Northeast Delta Dental helps fund. And basically what we determined over the years was that, and this is not a criticism of VA staff, but essentially because of VA rules, congressional rules, 90% of the time a veteran can't get his or her oral health needs taken care of at the VA. So we set up this program, and big shout out to you. And then from time to time, you're seeing veterans to get them out of pain. And so thank you, Mitch, for all the work you've done.
You're more than welcome. It has been just extremely rewarding. First of all, I am a veteran, Vietnam era, and I've met so many wonderful people who have served this country and preserved our freedom.
Exactly.
It's just been incredible.
And I want to
great stories, Tom. There,
absolutely. Well, and what Mitch and he and I are smiling, you can't see that, is because when we talk to these veterans to get them set up, it takes about a half hour to get through their story, but it's all, you know, well worth it. So, and thank you for your service to the country. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we're working with the Boys and Girls Club here in Concord, as well as Manchester. We're bringing teledentistry to those clubs, and we have hygienists on site at certain days. And essentially, we've learned that many of the new immigrant American children haven't been able to see a dentist because of various reasons, economic, language, cultural, you know, challenges and barriers. And so we've brought teledentistry to the Boys and Girls Club, and the x-rays are then sent to Dr. Richard Bolduc, and then if the child needs to see a dentist, they are transported either to the Easter Seals Dental Center, the same one that handled the veterans, or a Savings People's Smile. So,
and it's great to work here because that's our community outreach, and you can see that those who are less fortunate than you and me, and I'd like you to think about that, because we're at a special time of year, whatever your religious preference may be.
Exactly.
And I want to make sure that I wish all of you the very best for the coming holidays. And like I said, remember saliva, watch the mistletoe.
All righty. Merry Christmas to all. Tom Raffio returning next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental.